Download their gaming app, find Top Shooter's location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooter's every Friday from 1 to 2, 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooter's. Play here, win big.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. During winter months, furnace heat can cause your home to be drier than the Sahara Desert. Low humidity can cause painful dry skin, itchy eyes, and sore throats. And dry air can warp and crack the woodwork and hardwood floors in your home and give you those annoying static shocks. I had Design Air install a humidifier in my home this winter, and I've already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
Let loose a few cacaws and get ready to post up with the official partner of the St. Louis Battlehawks, the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Head to the Post Creek Core at 763 Old Ballas Road this weekend to cheer on the newest era of pro football in St. Louis. The Post will be slinging specials, including $3.99 22-ounce domestic drafts, $12.50 Miller Coors buckets, and 10% off for fans wearing Battlehawks gear. Plus ticket giveaways. Learn more at thepostsportsbar.com. And stay posted, my friends.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Yeah, leave those worries. Drop them off right now on the doorstep. No need for them for the next 3 hours or close to it.
A pit of pan and that happy tune is your
right. Happy tune.
Life can be so sweet.
Life can be so sweet and so cruel. That's another song.
I used to walk in the
shade
with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid.
Now we're going.
This rover
from Television City in Hollywood.
Dynamite. J.J. would Jimmy J.J. Walker. Never watched it.
Really?
Oh, God. Never. I know the characters, but I never watched it.
Oh, man. I did.
Galaxy Sages died yesterday. That's why we played it.
I always love that part. No matter what happens, he just goes, crossed over.
We always, you know what it means? It means we always get back on track because we're professional. That's what it sort of says in a not so subtle way. So the woman who died was the singer?
And she was also on the show. Janet Dubois was her name.
She played, what did she play on the show?
She played the neighbor. You know, it was Jimmy Walker and his mom and his dad, and Janet Jackson was his little sister, and she played the neighbor gal who eventually adopted Janet Jackson on the show, because Janet Jackson was like a runaway kid that they kind of took in as their own.
Is this actually the Janet Jackson's Michael's sister?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She was like 10, she was like 10 years old. It was her first television gig.
Oh, I forgot. And she was on there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Janet Dubois' character adopted her on the show.
Wow. And I can see, I can see his mother, her face. I know he dynamite. I don't know, but I never watched the show. But I still sort of just know a little bit. I never watched the Jeffersons.
It was
either.
It was about a black family that lived in the ghetto and they were struggling. And they lived like in a high rise housing project, in a little tiny little two bedroom apartment. And you know
what a ridiculous concept. Yeah. There are no black people in the ghetto.
I know.
That's ridiculous. Who dreamed that up? That's crazy talk. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you with us. And
glad to be here.
Glad to have you help us celebrate the 19th. You say, well, celebrate's not a holiday. Life deserves celebration sometimes. Wow. Sometimes it doesn't. So we'll go with that. Let's go. Let's just celebrate it because it's another day that we're here. The 19th of February. Oh, and it's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Now, before we get to the Burke segment, I think it's well known that I am not a rap fan.
What?
But I think it's also common. That actually was appropriate, though.
Thank you.
It's also common knowledge that I, and you got to give me credit for this, I acknowledge the rap community when we lose someone. And I think we're probably the best station at that, the best show, when it comes to the acknowledgement of the loss of these people and the fact that never again will we be able to hear any new rap music from them. And our latest tragic loss is of Pop Smoke. He was only 20 years old. And he died about 4:30 in the morning, yesterday morning. I'm sorry, early this morning it happened.
Pop Smoke?
Pop Smoke. Two men broke in, had masks, and they shot him and killed him.
Wow.
And his real name was Bashar Baraka Jackson. And I just thought that it's only right and fitting that we share with you some of Pop Smoke's music. Now, before we play this first piece, which, Limey, will we be okay to start with Dior?
Yep. All right.
I want you to hear what I heard, and that's that it's just so different from other rap music. And I saw videos. I watched some Pop Smoke videos. And I got to tell you something. He was on his way, I think, to breaking through with something revolutionary in the rap world and completely different. For example, he had a bunch of chains around his neck.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, that's innovative. Mm-hmm. You know, and he had braided hair. And in his videos, he used the N-word and the F-word. And I thought, you know what? That'll catch on. That's mm-hmm. innovative. And a lot of talk about really expensive cars and visuals of them and holding your hands up and like you're shooting a gun and killing people. And I thought, wow, this guy had something new and different. Now, a little of the song called Dior by, sadly, the late Pop Smoke. Here we go.
Roll another one. Said I'm never like you know it, but you pack it with the automatics, we gon' set up to have it. Wait.
Stop right there, that's all I need to hear.
Man.
You know what earworm is? I'm gonna be singing that song all day. I won't be able to get that out of my head. And then one of the things I just noticed just then was a reference to marijuana. Brilliant. Now you watch all the rappers are going to have a lot of smoke and marijuana in there.
Well, he is rap. Pop Smoke.
That's a good point. Yeah. The next piece by Pop Smoke will be, it's called Welcome to the Party. And again, I want you to notice how it just completely stands out from other rap music. Like you go, woo, that's rap. Here it is. Welcome to the Party.
This is a melody.
Baby, welcome to the party. I'm off the money that's in the lead. That's why I'm moving retarded. Baby, welcome to the party. I hit the boy up and then I go skating around it. Baby, welcome to the party. Bitch, I'm a thot. Give me lit. Gun on my head.
Okay, I don't want to hear any more. I might start crying. So,
that's different.
It is different, Dan, and And that's sort of what he was famous for. Seriously, I went and read a bunch of stuff. I watched an interview with this guy. It was unintelligible, but what I did pull from it was he's known for his, they call it ad-libbing in rap. And he'd go, woo, and he'd throw some things in like that. It's brilliant. Oh. And last, certainly not least, and this song, and you'll hear, the first voice you'll hear is Pop Smoke, but then he's joined by, and this is one of my favorites, Lil TJ. Dan, I think you're familiar with Lil TJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we play one of his songs.
You do some Lil, a little bit of Lil in your
Lil
set?
Lil TJ. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I have some research on this guy that I think you'll find hilarious, Frank.
On Pop Smoke?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's play this last thing. I'd love to hear that. The more, because I can't learn enough about rappers. So here is War featuring Lil TJ.
If I want it, I'ma grab it. If I want it, I'ma have it. Christian Dior, Christian Dior. I'm up in all the stores. I make a call. I make a call and it's war. Nigga, you can take the score. We up on the board. And we all living lavish.
Lil TJ's coming.
If I want it, I'ma have it. I make a call. I make a call and it's war.
That's ad libbing.
Nigga, you can take the score. We up on the board. And we all living lavish. If I want it, I'ma have it.
My niggas with it, money flow running through them digits. I know niggas mad that we did it, say we live it. Morals will never forget it.
What?
I never get booked on my cricket. Get
no,
it.
We what? Do this song.
Right here,
yeah, Jim Brown.
You don't do it this well. You don't do it. You don't do it justice.
No, no, not quite that.
Limey, can you just play that last part again? Because there's a couple of words I didn't get. I just,
right.
Just a couple of words I couldn't understand.
Here we go.
Money flow running through them digits. I know niggas mad that we did it, say we live it. Morals will never forget it. I ever get booked on my cricket.
Well, I'm gonna be singing this all day to my. I won't. Be able to get it out of my head. It's just one of those songs, you know.
Yeah, our drummer Jim Brown sings it, so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously, folks.
So, 32 days ago, this guy, in real life,
Pop Smoke,
was arrested at John F. Kennedy Airport, which is in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He was charged with stealing a vehicle, a Rolls-Royce Wraith. I'm not exactly sure what that's worth.
I know that. I do. I'll tell you what it's worth. It's a $300,000 plus car.
Well, he borrowed it from somebody in the state of California to use in one of his music videos and said he would return it the next day, and he didn't. And authorities found the car. Now, keep in mind, he borrowed the car in California, okay? Authorities found the car at his mother's house in Brooklyn, New York.
Woo!
With
that's some test drive.
With Alabama license plates and tinted windows on it that weren't tinted when he borrowed it.
Oh.
So he pleaded not guilty and was released on bail, $250,000 bail. This was 32 days ago, and these charges were still pending, and now somebody, out of nowhere, busted into his house and shot him dead.
Huh.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'll bet it has nothing to do... Look, if you took my Rolls Royce and ran it all the way to Brooklyn and then tinted my windows for me, I'd just say, oh, you.
Thank you for tinting my windows.
Yeah, now I don't have to pay to have them tinted.
Yeah,
thanks, man. Wow. these guys, these rappers, okay, well, he's gone now.
Wow.
And, I dread the thought that if this keeps happening, getting shot, overdosing, whatever, can you imagine seeing the day where there's no new rap music?
Oh, bite your tongue.
And people are all up to climate change. This is what we need to be looking at. Not climate change. The loss of new rap music.
Oh, man.
So rest in peace there, Pop Smoke. You know, it was only last December, a little over 2 months ago, that we lost Juice WRLD. That was only, I think, December 8th.
Yep.
And then, like less than a month ago, we lost Lexi Alijai, a female rapper.
Alijai?
Yeah. This is just getting out of hand.
Wow.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, this is going to be a good day. First up, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Levi Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
I have a couple of things. One, the TV news cracks me up.
Yeah, me too.
For one, Channel 2 owns Channel 2 and they own Channel 11. So during the day, they'll have an 11 o'clock report on Channel 2.
And in the interest of complete and full disclosure, we are on 11.2.
Yes.
No, we're not. It's somebody else. Okay, go ahead.
And then Channel 11, they do pretty much a repeat of everything that they did in the 11 o'clock on Channel 2 on Channel 11 at noon. So they don't change anything. And they had the Rob Blagojevich press conference, which came on at 11 o'clock. And at noon, one of the first things they did was they went to a reporter out on the street, which I have no idea why she was out on the street, but she was out on the street and she was talking about Blagojevich coming up, and she said, and we will have that for you at 11 o'clock when he starts talking. So that was recorded. And then we go back to the anchor, which is Dan Gray. And I love Dan Gray. I think he's one of the best.
Yeah, he's solid.
Yeah,
easy,
he is.
Dan. Easy,
but,
man.
But Dan just kind of looks, and you could tell this, he had a puzzled look on his face, but no one changed the teleprompter. And he says, we'll have that 11 o'clock press conference coming up as soon as it starts.
And this is like, noon now.
This is like 10 after 12. Yeah.
So it's already happened.
They're 12. It just cracked me up. And it's excited. Like, nobody does any
checking. Are you telling me they had a local reporter standing outside about a story that's not even here?
Yes.
What's the point? Where were they standing? In front of what?
I don't remember where. Maybe in front of the courthouse or maybe the federal courthouse or something. I don't remember.
You know, for people who aren't in this business or any part of the broadcast business, folks, if you really knew how ridiculous some of the stuff was and why it's done, they firmly believe that if you tell them the audience a story, if you share a news story with the audience, that somehow if you do it in the studio, well, it's not quite as believable as if you step outside and do it. Let's do it from outside. And then it looks like we've got somebody on the scene. No, you don't.
Yeah.
This took place out of state. It's not here. You just have somebody standing outside. That's
it was
all.
In Chicago.
Here's what I like. Let's say something happens at a school or a church or whatever, and it happens at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. On the 10 o'clock news, they'll have a reporter standing in front of a dark building in a parking lot. Nobody's there, but that's where it happens, so we're going to send somebody out there tonight just to stand there.
Earlier today, this building was...
Yeah, it's... I don't know.
And then there's a place in Texas called Wichita Falls. Okay. And this guy beat the crap out of his girlfriend, apparently. He ended up getting arrested, but he was choking her. He headbutted her.
You can't do that?
No. No, apparently you can't.
Well, in the words of Dave Chappelle, what did she do?
And this is what she did. This is what she did. She complained about the smell of his flatulence.
Ooh. All right, well, I withdraw my joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame him for putting her in her place.
Yeah, one cheek sneak, mm-hmm. and she complained.
I bet she won't do that again.
The smell? No, probably not. But he ends up in jail. So he's in jail with gas, and mm-hmm. she got beat up because of it. Mm. So that was all I had. That's just
all right. Well, I think there's a lesson there. I think there's a lesson there for women. Girlfriends, wives, or whatever, don't comment on the smell of your man's flatulence. Don't. We don't need to hear it. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Well, we don't. There's the lesson.
And they don't want to hear it either.
Or smell it.
Yeah.
Or smell it.
John Hadley just sent me a text and make me say this. Frank Opinion's comments do not reflect the opinion of anybody else on this station.
No, Hadley would say it like this.
Frank Opinion's statements do not reflect on anybody who's in this station.
It was a text.
But that's how he even texts.
Yeah.
His texts are like ZRXTVWAR. You don't even a word there. And none of my opinions reflect the views of the station. I stand by what I said. What I said was, I bet you won't do that again. And I bet you won't. No, nothing wrong with that. I didn't say it's right or wrong. I just said, you know, she won't do it again. So, anything else, Dan?
No, that was it.
All right, round. Who spoke next?
No, I was next.
Oh, that would be the voice of other commercials you now hear on 590 The Fan, and soon to be one of the most sought-after commercial voices in St. Louis, Limey Phillips. It's all yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I was talking to my friend yesterday in England, and he's been over to America quite a few times, and he loves ranch dressing, right? Absolutely loves the stuff because you can't get it in England. And he was trying to describe it to his girlfriend, and he sent me a message, and he asked me to describe it, and honestly,
you can't,
I had,
you can't do that.
Like, you can't describe. You cannot.
Easy.
You cannot.
Thank you.
You cannot. Thank you. Sorry. Sorry. Describe ranch dressing unless you've actually tried it. But I figured, you know what? I'm going to see what I can do. So I put a post on Facebook last night and I asked people to do their best to describe ranch dressing.
Or the taste of it?
Yeah, like, you know, just what is it like, the consistency, the taste, like any description you want to give. How to somebody who's never had ranch dressing, how would you describe it to them?
What Dan said was interesting. He said, you mean the taste of it?
Yeah.
Meaning all ranch dressing looks the same, correct? It's like the
pretty much. White. It's white. It's kind of like a creamy texture, and you've got those little like green or dark bits in them.
Right.
Right. So I said that it's kind of the same consistency as most salad dressings, a little thicker, but it's like a savory but tangy kind of salad dressing that just complements every single vegetable. So what would your description be?
Man, well, first of all, I think that was what you just
did. Pretty good.
Thank you.
That was like it was written by some kind of chef or something. Excellent. I wouldn't know where to begin to describe it.
I used to make ranch dressing.
Oh, okay. So how would you describe the taste?
And this is at a job you don't even know that I had. It was another one of my short-lived jobs. I was a short-order cook in a really nice restaurant in Columbia, Missouri for about 4 months. It's called Katie Station. It's no longer there. The actual restaurant was Train Cars. They actually took old train cars and renovated them.
No, they had one here over by Westport called Victoria Station.
They did. You're right.
Remember that?
Yes.
Like a chain or some kind of chain, I guess, where they took real. Yeah, same thing.
Well, this restaurant made all their own dressings, and I was the new guy, so I had to make the dress. They made their own French, their own Italian. And
right.
I don't remember all the ingredients, but I remember the two primary ingredients were buttermilk and mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There was a seasoning pack that we would add in there as well. But buttermilk and mayonnaise was
right
the combo.
But could you say, like, you know, okay, so it's savory, so you got some salt there, but that tang, like, how do you describe the tang?
First of all, this is an impossible mission, because there's nothing you can say that will really, without tasting it, you're still not going to know what it tastes like.
That was well done.
I mean, I couldn't have done.
Can he order some and have it delivered?
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can. I just don't think he's thought about that. You know, like, I mean, you could probably get ranch dressing on Amazon and just have it sent to your house over there. You know,
dressing in itself is an interesting thing, because there really are, after all these years, still only the five or six that are still the go-to. You know, when you go to a restaurant, what kind of dressing do you have? Well, we have Italian, we have balsamic vinaigrette, we have Russian, French, and Thousand Island. And that's kind of it. It's the same, you know, dressing. My favorite dressing, if I had to pick one, is Mayfair. It's that anchovy-based. You know, it's usually on a Caesar salad.
What Surf and Sirloin has for their salads.
Oh, man, that is my absolute favorite. But if you don't like anchovy, you're probably not going to like it, because there's a little hint of that in there.
Thousand Island dressing all day.
No,
that is my favorite. Awful. You can put it on sandwiches.
Thank you. I'm with Tim. Disgusting.
Can't stand it.
It's delicious.
Disgusting. The color's disgusting.
It's a pickle.
I ordered the Reuben without
it. It's good.
I don't ever want that on a sandwich.
No.
Thousand Island.
It's amazing.
Dressing. Yeah. Balsamic vinaigrette is my number two if I can't get Mayfair. Now, have you ever had onion dressing? Like from
Tim Hassan, he hates it.
Oh, that's
now blue cheese dressing. That
okay?
Now
blue cheese itself crumbles. No,
no,
blue
can't
cheese
do it.
Dressing on some things, like
anything with hot sauce for me.
Sportsman's Park, over right off of 40 at whatever. It's been there forever. First of all, the salad always has Mayfair dressing, and their chicken strips, I don't know where they get them, the best chicken strips I've ever had, dipped in blue cheese dressing, which I never really use, but for some reason, with those chicken strips, and what I do is I dip once in the buffalo sauce, and then once in the blue cheese, and then you got both of them there, and then you...
I used to make this appetizer at the restaurant, and I saw the head chef making it one day, and it was delicious, so I decided to make it for myself, and then the restaurant manager saw it, and then added it to the restaurant's menu. And, you know, like, you just get some regular homemade chips, right? Fry them up in the fryer, get them really, really crispy. douse them in hot sauce, just, you know, shake them up, get them covered, sprinkle blue cheese crumbles and then blue cheese dressing, and throw it in the oven to kind of melt the cheese a little bit. Oh, listen, my God, it's good. Wow. It is
You should do a cooking show with that voice and with that.
I know how to cook, but, like, they went separate, I can't stand them. I can't stand. Hot sauce is too just sour and tangy for me, and blue cheese is just ass. Right, but put them together.
You work in a restaurant, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And I mean, tell the truth, there's nothing wrong with it. I worked in a restaurant when I was a busboy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever go back in the kitchen and eat what somebody left that they barely touched? Like if it's a sandwich cut in half, and they never touched the other half of the sandwich.
No.
You ever eat it? Oh,
no.
We did. We did all day long. We ate pizza, fried chicken, because sometimes people go, I'm not that hungry, and they send back like half a pizza. Well, crap, we ate it.
In this day and age, it's probably not the safest idea, even if they like just touched it, because you have no idea what people have got. But if they mess up something back in the kitchen, like if, say, somebody orders a tortellini with no mushrooms, right? But there's mushrooms in the sauce. Well, oh, well. Then the servers get to eat that, and we just go to town.
Now, be honest. Is there somebody at your restaurant who does that on purpose on occasion to make something
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say, because, yes, the answer is yes. When I worked in the restaurant, there were a couple of waitresses.
Right.
And if they were hungry for something in particular, they'd put the order in, and then act like either the customer changed their mind, or wrote that order up, and they do it on purpose, and then they're back there chowing down on whatever it was that they really did mean to order.
I hope they don't, because if they do, they get in trouble from the managers, and they also get in trouble from me, because
it comes out of their check too.
Sometimes. But a lot of it, like every Friday night, I'm the one that stands in the kitchen and navigates where the food is going and making sure it's correct. So if I have got like, you know, a table of five that's been waiting 20, 25 minutes for their meal, everything's ready. And then all of a sudden I have to hold one thing back because it was rang in wrong and the order is not correct.
It was rung in wrong.
Then they get cussed out quite like loudly, and I make sure it's known.
Do the servers share their tip money with you?
Nope.
Do you ever get tipped?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I like help bust a table or something like that, or run somebody's food, then yeah, I get tipped out.
Okay.
So I don't have any problems with that.
I enjoyed my time as a busboy. I wasn't actually a waiter, just a busboy, but I kind of liked it.
I have another thing that actually ties into this. And honestly, Frank, I think you're going to be proud of me. You know how you hate when you go to restaurants and you hear a waiter say, oh, yes, I recommend this. It's my favorite. And then they go over to another table and they recommend something else.
Another table saying the same thing about something else.
You would have been so proud of me, because this guy asked what I recommended, and I told him the such and such sandwich. And he was like, oh, why? And I told him because, you know, it's got all these different meats and it's delicious. And then he said, what do you think about this pizza? And I was like, I think it sucks. Don't get it. I hate mushrooms. And that thing is covered in mushrooms. And he was like, oh, all right. Well, I love mushrooms. He ended up getting the pizza, but I was honest with him. I didn't say, oh, it's my favorite. I said, I don't like it. I recommend this.
My only recommendation, and I hope you only said that to us. You didn't actually say to him, it sucks.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
good,
no, no.
Good, good, good. Okay, no. Okay, then you know what? I applaud you for being honest, and I think that customer appreciated it.
Oh, sure.
I would say if you like mushrooms, the pizza's the way to go because it's loaded with mushrooms. It's not my cup of tea.
That's pretty much exactly what I said. I said I said something along the lines of mushrooms aren't really my thing, but you know, it's if you like them, it goes great with the onions and the Canadian bacon. So,
my wife was with me when I did what I'm about to tell you, and it was that waitress.
Flip the table over.
No, the waitress came over and I ordered something, wherever it was, whenever it was, and she said, that's my favorite thing here. And, okay, we placed our order. And I heard her at the next, I heard what the other guy ordered, something completely different. And she said, I'll just tell you, that's my favorite thing here. So I called her over to the table and I said, help me out here. I ordered whatever, and you said it was your favorite, and then I just heard that guy, and you said that was your favorite thing. How does that work? Which is the truth? Because you're lying to one of us. Oh, man. My wife was about ready to get up and leave, and she couldn't believe I did it. But I wanted to call her out because I don't like that. Right. And she stumbled and hemmed and hawed and never really had an answer. And I said, so let's just be real here. You just tell people whatever they want to hear to get the order. And she just kind of didn't say anything. And my wife says, well, why did you do that to her? I said, because somebody has to do it. Somebody has to stop people from going around and lying to people and telling everybody the same. It's just, you shouldn't be able to do that.
Stop the insanity.
Thank you. Stop the lying. Insanity. Exactly. Did you have more, Limey?
No, that's it. That's all I got. Thank you.
All right. And that leaves only Tim, I believe.
Yep. I have a quick one.
All right. Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Already during the show, we have had to interpret the lyrics of Pop Smoke, and we've had to interpret the sayings of John Hadley. Mm-hmm. And I want to add a third person that has had to be interpreted today, and that person is Dan Strauss.
Mm. What did Dan say?
Frank, you were in the green room getting a massage, so you missed this. But when the hard time ended last hour, and Jim Huer and Bob Ramsey were here in the studio, Dan Strauss walked into the studio, and he was singing the Good Times theme song in the voice of Bob Dylan. And they looked at him with their mouths open and their jaws just like Dan had two guns in his hand. He was holding them up. They had no idea what to make of this monstrosity of Dan Strauss singing the Good Times theme song in his Bob Dylan voice.
And they played harmonica, too.
Anytime
you need a payment, anytime you need a friend.
And they're just looking at him like he is an alien, and they're just shocked. They're just like frozen in time with their jaws open, staring at Dan, not knowing what he's doing. Is he having a brain aneurysm? Is he having a nervous breakdown?
There was no setup.
No, he just walked into the studio and did it. And I had to explain to them that before Dan did that, I was sitting out in the prep room, and I asked Siri who was the singer of that song, and Siri didn't understand.
You shouted it, Siri.
Siri didn't understand my question, and Siri responded, the singer of that song is Bob Dylan. And Dan started cracking up, so he starts singing the song in his Bob Dylan voice and comes into the studio, and I had to explain to these guys the madness of Dan's brain aneurysm doing this, and then did they kind of, like, release their breast and shrug their shoulders. Like, thank God. Oh, we thought he was, you know, having some a medical
stroke
event or something. Because, I mean, you know how Dan walks? You know, he kind of shrugs his shoulders and he kind of bobbles left to right like a Weeble Wobble and he starts singing.
Wow.
And, you know, a Weeble Wobble. Yeah. And these guys thought he was, I think they thought he was having a medical event. So I had to interpret Dan Strauss today. To calm down Jim Huer and Bob Ramsey.
So unannounced, there was no setup.
No, nothing.
No. On their show, people just started hearing
after the show and when they were running the commercial.
Oh, they weren't on the air.
No, they were packing up and starting to leave the studio. And Dan just burst it in doing that.
Dan,
yes.
The only thing you did wrong, you should have done it while they were on the air.
I know.
You should have just walked in and just start doing that while they're on the air. That's where you messed up.
Maybe it had been funny.
That would have been, that their show would have been the talk of the town. That's what you should have done.
Yeah. He took his harmonica in, too. I forgot. He was singing it and took his harmonica in.
Now that Tim's brought it up, now the entire audience wants to hear what you did. Would you share with us a little of what you did?
This is beautiful.
This is the theme from Good Times, is that correct?
Yes.
As it would be done by Bob Dylan. Now, without further ado, here is Dan Strauss. Take it away, Dan.
If you had a bit funny, you'll talk with your time. Good times.
Golly.
Excellent.
Yeah, Bob Ramsey looked at me like I had four heads. It's like, what the hell was that?
What is going on?
I mean, seriously, they had a look of total shock on their face, like, what is he doing?
Well, I feel sorry for people who don't get Dan. I do. They just don't get me. Well, we think we do. But then every once in a while, we realize we really don't. But there's only one of you, and you can be proud of that.
Oh.
I need to send people to the dentist here for a minute, and then we'll jump back into this. Folks, if you If you have anything you want to contribute, anything that you recently discovered you think might be of interest to us or just a story, you're welcome also. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. My dentist is Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. That is the same last name as the oldest man in the world. That guy in Japan, who is 112, his last name is Watanabe. Maybe they're related. I hope they are. And I hope genetics will be what causes my dentist to live to be 112 years old. Because when I saw that, I thought, well, hey, maybe Dr. Watanabe will be around. Now, I know how old he is. I'm not going to tell you. He looks 15 years younger than he really is. I think he's on track to pass 100, and that's fine with me, because I'm not interested in getting another dentist. Now, if for some reason he retires or doesn't make it to 100, there's a Dr. Haynes, Dr. Olivier. These are people who do dentistry the way Dr. Watanabe does it, or they wouldn't be there. They know how to treat people. They know how to deal with people. They know about anxiety and fear and dread. Those are words that are associated with going to the dentist. And lots of people use them because lots of people can't stand going to the dentist. That is sad, and it doesn't have to be that way. If you'll make an appointment at Ballas Dental Care, you won't have to feel that again. That's dread, fear, anxiety. And all it's going to take is one visit. And I don't care if it's just for a checkup and to see how things look, or if it's the first of a few procedures because you've neglected your teeth for too long. Either way, it doesn't matter. You're going to be comfortable. You're going to be... You know how when you go through life and you're so glad, well, I finally found a decent carpenter. You've had multiple bad experiences. Or, finally, we got a guy who cuts our grass and weed does the weed. That's the feeling. It's like, oh, my goodness, finally, a dental clinic that I don't hate and I won't dread going to. That's what's going to happen. That it's similar to all the other great finds in your life that you wish you had found earlier. Now, a lot of you have heard me talk about Ballas Dental Care for 17 years or so, and you still you've never done anything about it. And then when you finally do, here's what your reaction's got to be. What the heck's wrong with me? Why didn't I do this 10 years ago? So let's get on with it. Let's just get it done. Make an appointment at Ballas Dental Care. Make one appointment. And then the rest will take care of itself. You will become a patient there, which I've been for coming up on 47 years. They're located at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads. And all the information is at ballasdentalcare.com. I'd like to talk to Tom because Tom called. See, that's all it takes. We talk to you because you called. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, glad to be on. You were talking about the reporters a while ago. Do you remember a few years ago, it was the national reporter. She just died not too long ago, Cokie Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And she was given a report, and they had a picture behind her of the Capitol. And she was in a fur coat, and she was supposed to be outside and talk about how cold it was and everything. And come to find out later, she was inside. And they put that coat on her just to make her look like she was outside. I remember that just like it was yesterday. Yeah. That was like 10 years or 20 years ago.
And by the way, what you just described happens all the time. There was a CNN reporter many years ago who got busted for pretending to be... It was over in the Middle East, but he pretended to be in danger, and any minute had a flak jacket on and a helmet. Yeah. Like any minute I could be part of the... And the backdrop was chroma keyed behind him and generated with a computer. He was in the hotel, okay? Yeah. And when that came out, ooh, wasn't good. I think some people were let go because of that, maybe including him because he wasn't there long after that. But, yeah, that stuff happens all the time. Here's a lighter version of that. Many years ago, 98.1 was KSLQ, and then it became Y98. And Alan Barklage, a tremendous guy, the nicest guy in the world, great helicopter pilot, he did helicopter traffic. And he got busted, and there was a big deal made out of the fact that sometimes when the weather was marginal, Tom, they would stay on the ground. He wouldn't go up. So in the background... And somebody figured it out and said, that's fake. And then there was a big deal, and then the FCC got involved, and I think Alan got a slap on the wrist or something. But, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Cokie Roberts, I think, was an ABC personnel, I believe. Are you okay?
You're right there, Tom?
Yeah.
You okay, Tom?
Yeah,
okay. I think she was an ABC correspondent.
Yeah, I listen to you guys from up here at Payne, Illinois, southeast of Springfield. Love listen to you every day, and you guys do a great job.
Thank you. And say hello to everybody in Payne, and convert them all to 590 if you would for us, Tom, okay?
Okay, bud. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you, bud, for calling. We really only hear that if we talk to the owner of this place, which we never do, but he calls everybody Bud.
What's up, Bud?
Pena. For some reason, I think I've been to Pena, Illinois. And by the way, you guys know who I'm talking about with the CNN thing. I'm not going to mention his name, but he later ended up in St. Louis. And don't email me because I'm not going to tell you if you email me, but he was a news guy here for quite a while. And yeah, over the years, I remember the helicopter sound effects thing, which quite frankly to me is not that big a deal. So what? So they put the sound of... is that like the worst thing in the world that could happen? I don't think so. Did we close the Burke? Limey, did we get everybody in?
Yeah, I was done. Tim,
okay.
I think,
Tim, were you finished?
Yes.
All right, let's close it. We'll take another call. Burke segment's officially closed. Let's talk to Dan, and I know what's coming. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good evening, or good afternoon, everybody. I am AM and PM, as always.
Well, that's never get tired of hearing that. Yeah, there it is. I knew it.
I never get tired of saying it, either, because I'm here every day listening to you.
We know you are. You've been listening for a long, long time, Dan, and we appreciate it. What can we do for you today?
This pot smoke guy that you were talking about here a little earlier, the house that he got killed in was Mellencamp Aurora. She's a housewife on Beverly Hills.
Right, she owned the house.
It was their house.
Right,
and he was just some people with masks rushed the house and went up there and killed him.
Wow.
Well, he was renting it or leasing it or just living there or something. It wasn't his house, but it's interesting to me that the whole story that Tim told about the Rolls Royce thing, a little too coincidental that you know a month later somebody decides to take care of him.
I wonder if it was their car, their Rolls Royce, and they had a contract on it.
Well, that's very possible.
Wouldn't surprise
because
me.
Because apparently they had money, and they had that car, and you go, hey, I'm making a... Because for some reason, all these rap videos have to have Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Rolls Royces, and Bentleys in them. They all have that. They all have the guns, they have jewelry, they have cash, smoke, a lot of pot smoke. That's the general running common denominator that all these rap songs have. And that may very well have been their car. I mean, look, would you loan your $350,000 car to a rapper who said, just want to borrow it for a day, we're shooting a video?
No.
Now, my answer is no. Yeah.
No.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
Sorry. Not going to do it. Anything else?
Just said it. What possibly could go wrong?
Exactly. Anything else, Dan?
That's it. As always, I enjoy your show, and I love you all. Not in a sexual way, though.
No, we love you, too, and back at you, also not in a sexual way. And thank you for the years of loyalty to this show, Dan.
All the way back to your editorial days.
Whoa, oh, my goodness. Wow. 1983-ish.
Yeah, and my dad listened to you from day one.
Well, is your dad still with us?
No, he left us 17 years ago, but he listened to you from day one till the day he died.
Well, he's still listening. He's still listening.
Yep, that's it.
Right? Okay, Dan. Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye.
Yeah, they have the app too. In heaven.
Bye-bye.
Man, I'm just
waiting.
They
don't need the app in heaven.
They don't. They get great reception. I'm just waiting for somebody called Trevor to call up. Like, do we have one listener called Trevor? I've been on the show for 2.5 years, man.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with what you just did. Now we may get a call from somebody who says his name is Trevor, but it may not be. See, because you've done that, now you're never going to know.
I'm never going to. It's never going to be true.
You're never
going to
know if it's a setup. Exactly. Or if it's just somebody appeasing you, we say, well, let's give him a break and call it as Trevor. I read this morning that, did we close the Berks?
Yes, we did.
Okay. I read this morning that the first color telecast in St. Louis, now we're going to go back to where everybody watched everything in black and white, the very first show in St. Louis that was broadcast in color was Corky the Clown.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say that.
Dan, you know how many times you've done that.
I swear I was going to say
that. You know how many hundreds of times you have said, I was going to say that.
Do you know why? Because it was called Corky's Colorama.
Colorama, right.
Colorama, yeah. That's it. Go ahead. Carry on.
Back to you, Frank.
But the original shows that were broadcast in color, there were very few of them. Bonanza was in color, and a lot of cartoons were in color. And in every market locally, there was like a Corky or the local clown guy show where they played cartoons. Those shows were among the first in color. And I find that very interesting, and I think it's because it was easier to do because network programming comes into you and you don't produce it, and the networks weren't really producing color programming, with the exception eventually of Bonanza. And I remember Bonanza. I remember the Dean Martin show, and I remember when Johnny Carson, the Tonight Show, went to color. And I know this is only a story old people would understand, but we went, when we were in Waterloo, we were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Koch, K-O-C-H. He was a wonderful old guy. And they had a Magnavox console color television. Wow. And said, how would you like to come over? Ask my parents, bring your kids over, and we'll watch Dean Martin together in color. Oh my goodness. I thought, this is... And I remember sitting on the floor, and all TVs used to be on the floor. They weren't eye level. They were on the floor. I remember sitting on the floor watching Dean Martin in color thinking, this is the most magnificent thing I've ever seen. If you would watch it now compared to what we have, you'd go, what a crappy picture, and I can't believe anybody watched this.
I knew that family. He was a sales rep for Pepsi.
I'm sorry, what?
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. What have we done? What have we created?
Go back to singing Bob Dylan.
See you again. And it happened one other time. I was visiting my aunt in Tennessee, and they had a neighbor across the street, and the woman had money, and she invited us to come over and, again, sit on the floor and watch a Saturday morning cartoon in color. And my aunt said, you know, Betty Lou across the street has color TV. And she said, since you're visiting, she'd be happy to have you come over and watch a color cartoon. What? And I remember going over, same thing. The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. Dun, dun, dun. And on came this color cartoon. Woo! It was great. All right, I don't have a lot of time. I have to do this business. We come back. We're going to check in with John Landoff, and Dr. Douglas Pernikoff
is in the
hopefully
house.
Hopefully is in the house. Woo-hoo! And is here to help you with your pet questions. First Community Credit Union. There will never be enough time to say all the things I'd like to say about First Community Credit Union, in addition to the fact that it's a great place to bank. Things like, without them, and Ballast Dental Care and First Community and Landolf and Windleworld, without these people, there'd be no show. First Community Credit Union, you came on board, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, and not only stayed with us, but increased your presence and your participation in the show to include the yard sale. And we can't thank you enough. Here's how we can thank you. That is to send you new business. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're banking somewhere, and unless you have a really good reason to bank where you do, you might want to check out First Community Credit Union, because the things that are important to you are important to them. Things like rates, very important. Convenience, ease of navigation on the website. They have all that. So give that some thought. Make sure, even if it's just an inquiry, that you tell them your AM and the PM and that they understand what that means. Because every once in a while they hire a new young person, they'll go, what? What does that mean? Explain it to them. They'll understand. First Community Credit Union, you can find out more. Oh, and the popcorn is always fresh, and they have over 40 locations. More at firstcommunity.com. Thank you for being with us. Dr. Doug is not far away after we check in with Londoff. Of course, that is